This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
All right, my talkers, it's 4 o'clock on a Friday, just a couple more hours to the weekend. But don't worry, these 2 hours are going to be a lot of fun. We've got Julia with us, and our favorite fill-in host, Brittany, is here for the next 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. Julia. Did you guys feel like you needed a winter parka, how cold it was this morning?
I loved it. It felt like fall, a little hoodie action.
Oh, great.
It was. What's your weather?
Yeah, I'm a summer girl.
Oh, well, me too, but you just can't stand 90 degrees and humidity.
Love it. All right, so
I got my hands on something, guys.
What'd you find?
What year is that?
78.
Okay, so I think I was in 8th grade.
Highlander, 78, bro.
It was 9th grade, maybe 8th or 9th grade.
Junior high.
Are you looking at our teenage D-bag pictures or what?
I am looking at Julia's yearbook. And so she handed it to me and I was like, oh, I love this. I was looking at photos, was a little confused. The haircut style was definitely...
was Dorothy Hamill.
It was. I could not decipher male, female.
I look like
That's
a boy. I look like a boy, but I have big boobs. Board,
your eyes are beautiful. I loved your eyes in that photo.
But I'm telling you, some of the comments in here. So I of course went towards all of the little cursive writings of Julia.
Back when they talk cursive.
This guy, Scott, he actually gave me one of my favorite comments. He wrote, to the girl who has a nice ass.
Oh, he did not.
Love, Scott.
Oh, that's funny.
Thank you, Scott.
There's two major themes that run very strong in this yearbook comment section. One is falling down, and the second one is the river, which makes me very concerned.
What's going on at the river?
Right, Grant?
You're barely not from St. Paul.
No, I'm not.
That's where we had all of our kegs.
Oh.
We had all of our kegs, and you'd literally walk down the steepest hill in the world to go to a keg.
Yeah.
Mark on the river.
Julia. Or Julie, did you fall down any hills lately? Try not to get too wasted at them kegs. Love, Mark.
Oh, that's fun for you to read all this dirty lyrics. So here's the thing.
My favorite one. Are you ready?
Have you got no?
Yes.
It's amazing. This one is not. This one is. This one didn't even have a sign, a name after it.
Did I write it,
Julie? I never hated you, and we are good friends.
Oh, and no signature.
And I think we'll always be. I always wanted to be close friends, but you never seemed to like me. I'll never forget you falling down the hill.
It's not nice. Okay, so this was such... Oh, dear.
No, that's that person. But what?
Have you ever gone back and read your 7th and 8th grade?
No, oh, yeah. I do
have
not.
You guys?
Oh, yeah, I have all of mine.
I have some of them. I haven't looked at this. I have invitations to my college graduation inside here from the University of Minnesota. I looked at it with my little card with my name and Bachelor of Science. It's funny, but all right, so here's what happened. So my mom had this rule. We had to call home at 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. This has to be 9th grade. We were terrible.
Yeah, you were terrible.
We were just terrible. But she'd make us call home at 9 or 10 at 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. Well, to get up and down that river in St. Paul, it's work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It is a workout. It is not an easy thing to do. White painter pants were in, I remember. So you're going through bushes and trees. I would never let my kids do this.
So I went to school at Sibley.
Yeah.
And so we our big place is we go to the Bluffs.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's very similar where you'd fall down, get very hurt, and you're like...
Hey, guys, why don't you just go to a golf course?
Because we didn't have... We didn't party.
We didn't have our parents with a golf course.
No, but I had one, but you could go in the middle of any golf course and hide out in there, and you don't have to go hide in...
Because it was too public. The Highland Golf Course was too public.
And you know what?
Not in the middle of the night, it's not.
Justin did. They burned tires. They had a... Like, they would go to this, it was like a bonfire thing where they would burn tires and drink. And I thought to myself,
that smells.
Well, also, like...
Poison.
It's great. Like, I have his genetics in my child. And, what plastic was burning near him?
Jeez. But you think about what you did, you know, back in the day that you would never...
Oh, my God, no.
So my mom made me call her at 10 o'clock. So I had to go up to the top of the hill and call my mom. And granted, I'd had some beers in me and I can only handle about three without being buzzed.
Being rowdy is the greatest thing in the world, right? Remember when Mary, you and me were at the river and we were talking to Dan? What a good man.
Dan.
We'll have more fun times. Annie.
Stop it. So
You still owe me three nights of wild entertainment and fantasy fulfillment. I'll call you as soon as I get my yacht.
Todd. That's a funny one.
Todd.
That's just
funny. Good Todd.
Todd is funny.
I bet you Todd's fun.
But let me just finish this. Okay, so my mom makes me call her. So then I have to go back down. And I just took a crash, you know. And I ended up with a black eye. So I go home. You know, I'd have to go to the payphone
at
Randolph in Cleveland.
Oh, my God.
And I'd be like,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And it was a dime. Yeah. It was a dime. And I'd be like, I hate my mom. Why is she making me call her? She knows I'm at a keg. Why do I have to come up the hill? And drinking, you know, if you ever drank in our house, you had to go to treatment, basically. It was back when treatments first started. It was just, we lived in this.
Very strict, black and white. Okay.
Very black and white. So I get home that night and my mom's like, what happened to you? And sweet me, that would never do this. I said I got in a fight.
Hey.
I got in a fight.
You didn't, though.
No, of course not. But I didn't know what to say.
It was so funny. He's like,
why didn't I just say I fell?
Yeah.
Because I was at a keg. Oh, I would have been killed.
No. I mean, just say you fell in general.
Well, I know. I got in a fight.
Would be more worrisome. No. So I came home drunk once.
Okay, yeah.
Not drunk. My mom knew I had drank. I think. No. I came home that night. Reeking of alcohol, she made me go to my room, went to sleep. She woke me up early in the morning. She made me take every lawn furniture from our deck, move it to the bottom of the deck, and then bring it all back up.
While you're drunk?
While I was hungover.
Oh, while you're hungover. So, that's awesome.
This is your punishment.
That was my punishment, and we never talked about it again.
Good. I had a similar thing like that myself.
What did you do?
I had to clean up all my... I was drinking with my friends, and then I went home, and my friends decided to stay... And go then TP my house as a joke. So I woke up and I was hungover as you couldn't believe. And my dad was like, get your ass out of bed and pick up every single piece of that TP.
I hope it didn't rain.
It did not, but it was not fun. I was climbing trees. It was it was terrible.
The tortures.
You just sweat it out.
Yeah, you did. You sweated it out. Yeah.
Julie.
Oh, stop it.
We had a good year in math, and I'm really glad I got to know you because you're a really nice girl, even though you fall once in a while.
Oh, you're a closet one.
It was an epic fall. I'm going to be honest. I was scared. I mean, it was epic. I would never let my children do what I did.
Of course you wouldn't, and none of us would, but they're going to find a way to do it. That's for sure.
We all did. Thank you for taking me down memory lane.
That was awesome.
I mean, I think these are some of my favorite. There's a lot of river. I'll see you this summer at the river.
Just stop. I'm embarrassed. All right, we're going to take a quick break.
When we get together, we really have fun! !
I got to admit, I was fun.
You still are.
This is nothing is bad about this. Uh-uh. You just are an epic faller, and we love you for it. We love you for it.
We love it.
I love the journey.
All right, when we come back, it's Random Thoughts. With Miss Brittany. We'll be right back.
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
That's
all it is. Happy Friday, team.
Happy World Elephant Day.
All I can think of when you say elephants is Tommy Lee's quote.
I had that yesterday.
Did you see?
Yeah, I saw.
You couldn't miss it.
Twitter didn't take that down.
Well, because he gave consent to use it.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? His wife was fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany.
Well, of course she is.
She loves the attention. So she made five TikToks about it.
Did she really?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
What do you got?
You know how it was about a year ago, was it? Where Dolly Parton came out with Duncan Hines and this Southern style banana cake.
Yes.
Perfectly moist. Well, we
don't
just perfectly moist. Gosh. Okay, but Grant, here's another thing. As we're going on randoms on our randoms.
Yeah.
What word can you use to replace moist? You can't.
Nothing.
You just
for
have
cake.
To give in.
Nothing for cake.
But yeah, nothing for right. anything nothing that is moist. You're going to say sweaty?
Soggy? I mean,
no. Soggy's terrible.
No, the moist describes a cake. Where else do you have to use moist?
Nowhere.
I mean,
yeah.
Like moisture.
Yeah. Like if something is moist, you have to say moist.
Yes, you're right.
But I can't think of anything else you would use the word moist.
Like a towel that's moist?
No, you would say
damp.
Wet.
I would say damp or wet.
You wouldn't say moist. This towel right. is moist. It's the only time you use moist.
It's a dessert.
651-641-1071.
But it sucks. I know that it's not a great word, but the only, you can't, there's no replacement.
But what other word would you use moist for?
Okay, but like.
Or as a description.
Yeah, there's the one that we probably shouldn't talk about
Well, besides
on the radio.
That.
Yeah.
But I mean.
But I would never even use that for myself.
No, but that's where the good
joke
comes from.
I'm moist today.
Are you more moist today than you were tomorrow?
I'm sweating.
More moist?
It really, it's a weird word.
It's a word you need it.
But you need it with cake.
You need it with cake. Well, back what we were saying, the Duncan Hines Dolly Parton's cake that is moist, more moist than ever. So they're saying that it's back on shelves because we could not get this when it first came out. And it's funny because Lori loves banana cake and so do I.
We love banana cream pie. Banana cream pie is one of my favorites.
Love banana everything. Mm-hmm. Love it. Okay.
Love it.
And I was like, I'm going to get this and make this for us. When I went to about 3 grocery stores and I gave up, I said, you know what? Of course I was mad. I was like, my talk does not pay me enough to be driving. You know, I took on a Julia role where I decided to do something on my own and then like lashed out at everyone else.
Yep.
And then they're claiming now, so there's a big thing on Twitter that they're saying, don't worry, it's finally back in stores, it's here. Me, you know, I don't want to deliver our listeners news that's not true.
Is it true?
It's not true for us. I looked everywhere, everywhere that they said that there would be, I can't find it. So I'm going to look more.
So I'm glad you brought us this story. You bought nothing.
You're the one who brought us this story. Actually, don't come at me.
Grant brought us this
story. I think I did, but you know who gave it to me while she's on vacation?
Lori.
Of course. I know.
And it's better to blame somebody else who isn't here.
Yeah,
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for telling us about something we can't have.
I'm double-checking Target. I checked out other places, and I still can't find it. So if you can find it as a listener, call it in, and you can say moist one time on air.
Do you ever bake?
Yeah, I bake.
Yeah. What have you made?
I make a chocolate cake from scratch that I use coffee in.
Yeah. Is it good?
Yeah. But I don't bake a lot.
Neither do I. I've never been good at it. You have to be exact.
I know. That's hard for me.
There's this great book called Something Chemistry. I just read it.
Oh, you're just bringing us nothing?
No, I'm going to bring you something because it was such a great book. It's called Lessons in Chemistry.
Oh.
It's a great book if people want a great book to read. And the woman in it is, she's exact. And so you just listen to how you have to be exact and how the chemical reaction, same. Because I'm always just a little over, a little under, and I sometimes don't know if I'm measuring the softs with the hard cups, you know, using the right measuring cups.
Well, they say if you really want to bake, you have to weigh things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm way off.
So that's why like a lot of like really highbrow recipes, it'll have the weight on there.
Oh, I've never seen one of these highbrow recipes.
Well, hang out with me.
Uh-huh. All right, Grant, what do you got?
I found from Duncan Hines the actual Dolly's Favorite Banana Pudding Cake recipe broken down for us with directions. I'll post that so you can make it from scratch now.
Oh, well, there you go.
And I'll put that on the show page. And then I'm also seeing that it looks like it's mostly available at Walmart.
No, I already looked at Walmart.
You already looked there?
Lying.
Okay.
Walmart's
they're lying.
Maybe
Walmart,
in the South.
It doesn't say.
In the South, you're right.
I looked at anywhere for ours, click availability nearby, and we got nothing yet.
Okay, so I'm going to post this actual, you can make it from scratch if you want. We can put that on the show page.
Am I crazy? Or is most cake boxes this cheap? It's $1.48.
Is that what we've been missing? Well, the eggs are going to cost you $20.
That's true.
Is that not gone up? Cake mixes haven't gone up.
Is so cheap. She said, let them eat cake.
Okay.
Because it's so cheap.
This is so funny because, okay, so maybe some people I know in the younger generation, 25 and 26 year olds, are, you know, who have to buy their own food and make their own food, are all they'll eat now is pork because it's the cheapest meat.
Yeah.
It's not the other white meat anymore. And everyone, in their minds, it's the cheapest meat that we can eat because everything else has gotten
so high. I didn't know that pork was cheaper than chicken.
It is. Pork is the cheapest meat.
I got problems. That's the one, I love pork. But I found out a lot of things on, my algorithm on TikTok accidentally brought me to like pigs and how smart they are.
Oh.
And so now I'm buying less tenderloins, pork tenderloins. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not saying I'm not anti-pork. I eat meat like crazy. But sometimes something clicks a little too close to home.
Okay.
They say they're as smart as a 3-year-old. What?
Stop.
That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to ruin everybody's lives.
Well, ruin it because there's a new bacon store in Vegas that just opened. It's like a bacon fast food place that you can have all these different types of bacon. You know, they serve it at the fair and stuff.
I'm telling you, best breakfast place in Vegas, Egg Slut.
Mm-hmm. You told me about it.
It's so good. And it's in the Cosmopolitan. And you'll see hungover people. And it's like very Instagrammable. That's all I'm going to say. Egg Slut, you're welcome.
They have a bacon wall behind you. Grant's raising his index finger.
I found a Walmart here. I clicked for the banana cake and the Dunkin' Hines. It is available for curbside pickup or in-store pickup at the Roseville Supercenter store right now.
It literally says not available at this store for Roseville.
I just clicked and it allowed me to add to my cart.
We are fighting. We are fighting.
I'm going to change the topic. Did we get paid today?
No. Yeah, we did. That's good. Yes.
What are you talking? I'm so jelly right now that you can pick yours up. Okay. Word of the day.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Melancholia. I think it's a good one to use.
I always just say melancholy.
Me too. But like, I think the root is melancholia.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and use that word today. How I feel when Grant says that I'm a liar.
You're
about
not
Walmart.
A liar. You're right. I tried to check out buying it and then surprise you guys.
Thank you, Grant.
You're right. Damn
listen,
it.
Grant, listen. I was going to attack you because I have something that will affect your heart.
Okay, let's go.
Can we give a shout out to the Slice Girls, though, our tennis team?
Yeah.
They're in regionals this weekend. Go Slice Girls.
Hit that ball. Uh-huh.
All right, what were you going to say to Grant?
That this was my one I was literally saving. I have one like in case me and Grant get in a fight. This is a tack website that I'm going to use for him.
Okay.
Your lawn care is killing the planet.
Mm-hmm. You would. You would.
He's a former greenskeeper at a golf course.
That's right.
I know how to hurt people.
That does
like,
hurt me.
I am a nice person, but like I'm the type, like I going for the jugular if I need to.
I'm sure my neighbors look at my yard because it's so green and I have a private well, so I cannot use city water to water my yard, which makes it much more affordable.
Right.
But my neighbors don't know that and they're probably looking at me like, oh, he's just watering after hours, off days, blah, 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 blah. But
isn't it funny? There's a secret world of lawn people in this fight. And I am not in this fight.
Oh, I am.
My husband does all of our lawn care. I don't care at all. I don't play in our backyard. I don't care. I don't whatever. But like the underbelly of this lawn care world, it's real. And they are judging each other. Like my husband will be like, oh, well, I see that they're not cutting
we're
anymore.
We're on every other day.
The lawn care groups on Facebook are vicious, you guys.
Serious?
I am in a bunch of them. And they're
vicious.
Well,
we're in a drought.
Yeah, we are.
Grant. You have to find us one of these days a back and forth, and we can be dramatic about it. Yeah, we'll
maybe
have
this
parts.
This is our movie.
That's our movie, The Lawn Care 2.0.
The Lawn Care Diaries.
The Lawn Care Diaries.
Lawn Diaries.
Yes, I will be playing Cranky Paul.
Oh, there you go.
The neighbor.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you very much. Those were your randoms.
That was beyond. I think.
I appreciate it. I'm sorry to derail you with the thought we could find it, but we cannot.
I literally had a website to fight you. We're
good.
Love
good.
You, Grant.
Love it.
Got some Hollywood.
There it is.
Hollywood speaking.
Promise me you turned down her mic.
Okay.
Promise me the people that are driving did not turn the channel, the three of them.
All right, give it to me, hottie.
Okay. Here it is. Okay, Melissa Gorga from Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Teresa's sister-in-law.
Uh-huh. Has no plans to leave Real Housewives of New Jersey while the feud with her sister-in-law continues to go on.
Duh, and Andy would be an idiot if he did. This is finally Melissa has something interesting going on.
Mm-hmm.
When she was feuding with Teresa, it was actually interesting. She had fake storylines the last, I don't know how many seasons when they were pretending to get along.
So she's not interesting at all.
No.
Do you like her brother, Joe?
I mean,
Teresa's brother.
I don't like is a weird word.
All right. Well, is he moist?
They are so fake. That's the problem. I it's funny because I always want Teresa and Joe, that's her brother, to get along.
So do I.
And because it hurts my heart when siblings fight.
Same. Prince Harry and Prince William.
I know.
Still hoping they get together.
But Teresa has been so unreasonable these last few seasons that, like, I understand that they can't mend. Do I think they should have gone to the wedding? Absolutely. I think everybody should just show up to those moments and deal with the other stuff later.
100%.
Because it's a forever thing.
It's a forever thing.
Even if the picture, even if the wedding, if the marriage isn't forever, it's still like you were there, you supported your sister. She doesn't have much family. I mean, no, her mom and dad died.
And it's her only sibling.
Yeah.
So, no, I agree. I think that was rude.
Yeah. I think you show up and then, here's the thing with Melissa. She should thank her lucky stars because she's actually pretty boring that Teresa is her sister-in-law. At the same time, like, they let things go a lot with Teresa because fighting with her is terrible. Oh, she's a monster of a human.
That's what Lori says, too. She is a monster.
Literal monster.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Now, this is Sherry Zampino.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry Zampino.
Sherry.
I think it's Sherry.
She's the one who was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
She said she wouldn't film.
I think it's Sheree.
Yeah. She says, because she's kind of been sitting in on a couple of these.
She's definitely friend of, and I think that she was supposed to be a cast member, and I think they're not ready to commit to cast member.
And she is Will Smith's first wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or ex-wife, I guess is what you call it. And she's told Page Six that... she would bow out of the reality series if Pinkett Smith ever signed on as a cast member.
If Pinkett Smith, why are we not saying her first name? Jada, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jada Pinkett Smith. If she signed on as a cast member, I don't care who else would be on. I would be pumped.
You would?
Yes. I think that she's interesting and it'd be so fun to see inside her house and all the things like.
Would she
and I love
ever?
Her daughter. You know how I feel about Willow. I love her music.
I know.
That would be so interesting to see inside their life and their house. And Beverly Hills needs something, man. Like, they need somebody who could check both Erica and Rena. And I think that she could do it. Sheree is fine. She's kind of boring.
Mm-hmm.
But she's fine.
Yeah.
I feel bad for her because I feel like she has to play it very vanilla-y and, like, she seems could be more interesting than she's letting herself.
Yeah. I would agree. Okay, Tristan Thompson, the basketball player and baby daddy of two of Khloe Kardashian's children now because they welcomed their boy a week ago. Here is his cryptic text message today. We all know that he is a new father and we don't know why Khloe did this, but they share a child, a new one. And he says, I never switch sides. I switched lanes. I got wiser and realized we aren't all built the same.
Wow.
Hashtag don't try me.
Wow.
What does that mean?
Don't you think that's shady? He's trying to put on, you know, that it's, I think he's trying to get away from the blame being so much on him with all this stuff.
Yeah.
The reality of it is, I think that it's so amazing because the Kardashians do a lot of things wrong, but one thing that they do right is they don't like to talk crap about the father of their kids.
Which is right.
That's
how it should be.
And I don't like this cryptic stuff.
No.
And Khloe's always let other people talk about him instead of her.
Yeah.
And I think that he should be lucky that that is what she does.
I would agree with you.
And Kim does the same thing with Kanye.
Yeah.
She won't say things outright that he does or like, you know.
Except for this week, she made him take down the horrible post that he did of Pete Davidson.
Yeah, well, but still, she doesn't like.
No.
She doesn't attack him.
No.
She still recognizes
that's
that.
That's what you're supposed to do when you share kids together.
Right?
Kevin Federline's been out of line this week with Britney Spears.
Kevin Federline, I can't even. With that audio, I think to myself, what is wrong with this guy, Kevin, that he thinks that was so out of line? Like, how that was. He really thought he had something there. Oh. He was like, look at this, guys. And all we could think of is we're like, no, I relate to you harder right now, B-Spears.
Like, right. You made your boy wear shoes into a store.
And you go, I don't know, you're weird and you're going through puberty. Like, if I haven't said those, like, I was a nanny to three teenagers.
Uh-huh.
And if I didn't have that mental breakdown in my Nissan Juke, three or four times every summer at one of them.
Is that a car, your Nissan Juke?
Yeah, and our little car that they all hated because it had to scrunch up their tall bodies. Oh my, I still have vivid memories yelling at Ethan because he kept screaming things out of public pool that he shouldn't have. And then he forgot his slides, his shoes, and he had to go, Brit-Nanny?
Brit-Nanny, is that what your name is?
Brit-Nanny, I love it.
Brit-Nanny, so he was cute.
Like, I left my shoes, and I was like, let's go get them. Like, your jaw locks, you know what I mean? Like, Kevin Federline, you didn't do anything there. Right. You thought you did something.
Okay, can you Hollywood speak? I don't know who gave the young one, what's her name? Not Chloe. What's the youngest Jenner?
It's Kylie.
Kylie. $100,000 Birkin bag for her birthday.
I don't know who did either. It was
but
saying?
Just Hollywood speak. Getting $100,000.
It's nothing.
Very
to them.
Ugly.
It was hideous patchwork.
It was a patchwork. It was so ugly.
It was like a burnt orange with like brown and tan
70s carpet.
But that's the thing is about Birkins is
they get
more expensive as they get uglier.
Well, no, they get value. I mean, they
oh
gain,
god,
they,
and they add like one
they
little
are
detail.
An investment. Those are an investment.
I don't know if you can say investment. They
you don't
are.
Think so? I think that $100,000 purchase in 10 years will be worth $120,000.
Purses don't... I mean, I know that
Birkin,
could happen.
The Birkins.
I know.
The Birkins. There's the a limited number of them.
They definitely, they play it well.
Would you want a Birkin bag?
Is it... I hate that I want to say yes at the same time. Like, I don't know.
What if it was $10,000?
Oh, no.
What if it was $5,000?
As a gift? Hell yeah.
No, because her husband would be buying it.
Oh, okay.
And so you think about it, it's our money.
It's our money.
It's our money. Good
Does
call.
Does our money want to buy me this outrageously
$5,000,
expensive
purse? No, I can't. $5,000, I still can't.
Mm-mm. Touche. Good
and
call.
If I had unlimited funds, I always think that. I had unlimited funds, would I buy a Birkins? The answer is yes.
You think they're that good looking?
I just think that they are iconic. And I think if you got a solid color, there's something. I like the look.
Yeah, the look is classic.
The look is classic.
The look is classic.
But again, this isn't a world where I have unlimited funds. Any amount.
Not yet.
Not my talk, calm down on the paychecks. I know you want to give it all to me. Calm down, Mr. Hubbard. But yeah, not yet. Mm-hmm. I cannot rationalize a purse that expensive. And you know I'm a ridiculous person.
You are a ridiculous person because you are a logo girl. You like your stuff.
I like
your Gucci. You like your stuff. I would never spend that kind of money ever.
But yeah,
ever.
I could not rationalize.
Not on a purse. I mean, you know,
I always think about like rent and like mortgages. I could not rationale
spending more than your mortgage,
a monthly mortgage payment on a purse.
Isn't that funny?
Wild.
That's where your line
that's
is.
Where my line is.
Okay.
It's far, but I have a lot.
No, this is good to know. There is a top.
Well, it was definitely different in my 20s, and now I actually have to like think about other people.
You've
it's
got
exhausting.
Go-go. I know it. You hate it. We'll be right back. This is Lori and Julia on My Talk.